Okay.
Go.
Today's daf, daf kuf bet. We're going to start at the beginning of the perek of Aleph Amud bet. Man marries a woman who had been previously married and has a daughter by that marriage, and she wants him to promise to take care of her daughter, and he guarantees her that he's going to feed that girl for 5 years. He has to indeed start taking care of her. He takes care of her immediately for the next 5 years. And even if they end up getting divorced, and she now goes and marries somebody else, and she does the same shtick. I mean, she's really got a little, it's a great racket. She goes and marries somebody else, and she gives her the same sad story to her daughter, and she needs a parnasa. So he also agrees to the G'day Lizodet B'tach HaMeshanim. See, he also has to be Chayav Lizodet HaMeshanim. Lo Yomar HaRishon, the first sucker, can't say, well, I'm perfectly ready to feed her dear brat. I'm perfectly ready to feed her as long as she would be living in my home and wouldn't have gotten divorced. Mm-hmm. There's no such taina. This is irrelevant. He promised to be Mezini's Mezini. Elamolichla Mizonotel Makom Shima. He has to bring her that Mizonot where her mother is. And this lady is collecting the child support checks. Fantastic racket. Well-known racket as Manazeh. But let Bidi Delora Mizzi be a right. The Mishnah's already got it all figured out. Kvarkat Mucha Rabbanah. V'cheit, loy amru shnehem. Furthermore, the two victims, the two husbands over here, cannot get together and say, all right, between the two of us, we'll take care of her. Harianu zanim otake echad. No. Echad zanav, echad natin atmei mizanot. One just sends in the checks, the other ones can send in the mizanot. Niseit, now how about if this girl goes and gets married?
Girl.
Yeah, now she's getting already money from the husband. She's really collecting. His mother makes sure that this daughter's going to be well taken care of. Now, and the craziest part is that if the two husbands, the first two victim husbands, they die. So over there, they had daughters themselves. And their daughter's with this woman. This daughter, this brat, she's already the one that they promised from before. What's going to happen is that their own daughters can only be nizonot from the chosim b'nei chorin, because after all, it's nayak tuva, that you take care of your daughters till they get married. But anything like that, that's nayak tuva, is not collectible from nechasim mishuv badim. She'inkein, this daughter is in a position of being at a standard baalat chov, and he nizonot min nechasim mishuv badim. So his own daughters with her are not going to be in anywhere near as good a position as this woman's previous marriage's daughter. If they were smart enough, what they would write is, in the midst of all of this lovey-dovey talk, you throw in that little piece. As long as you stick around in the marriage, then we can take care of your daughter. Says the Gemara, Itma. Over here, somebody says to a friend, there's big machlokas here, the Rishonim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Natan, on the one hand, the other Rishonim on the other. Most learn that it's talking about that he says, I admit that I owe you money. That's what we're talking about. The Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yochanan learned that he's not talking about admitting anything. He wants to create now a chiyuv to give a guy money. And that's the dimyon to our case, where he's promising child support to a child that isn't his. So, in either event, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Reish Lakish Amar Patur. Now, Hechidoni, what exactly is the case? I mean, Idiomalem Atem Edai, if there were people there that he appoints as witnesses that he is being moda, we'll take Rashi, does this as a basic approach. So he tells them, I want you to witness the fact that I hereby admit that I owe this guy money. So how can Reish Lakish say you're Patur? We learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Beferish, that if somebody says Atem Edai, then they can be made that he was made, and you can collect on that basis. And if we're talking about if he never appointed anybody, and the statement could have been made frivolously, so then my time the Rabbi Yochanan to become a chayev. How could Rabbi Yochanan say your chayev in such a case? The halacha is that people are often willing to make themselves look like they owe a lot of money. Because somebody's got a reputation for having money, and the mishalachim are coming, and so on. It's advantageous for him to let the word get around that, oh, I owe so much money, you wouldn't believe it. I owe this guy $3 million just to him. But I mean, that's a ridiculous statement. Or he could say, Meshater Nibach, as long as there were no witnesses. And the statement is just made up, hanging in the air. You can't be Mechayev yourself with a statement like that. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that he would be Chayav? Says the Gemara Le'olam Deloko Amar LaMatamidai. It's talking indeed that he didn't say it, because if he would, nobody would have said your Potter, including Rish Lakish. Well, Achavim, I ask Kinan, the Amar Le, Chayav Anil Chamane, and he writes this, Chayav Anil Chamane, in a Shtar. In his handwriting, unsigned, doesn't say, I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, do hereby declare, which would be also a binding IOU. He just writes, I owe you $100. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says, even so, a shtar has a certain chashivas to it. Alima milta de shtar. People don't write things there without meaning them. And therefore it says, if, command the armalot, I mean, the standing here is a meaningful one because of the fact that it's written in black and white, and therefore we consider it to be the equivalent of saying atemidei. Rish Lakish amir patur, lo alima milta deshtar. Rish Lakish says, look, the fact that something is written in black and white means about as much as it's being written in art. So it's written in black and white. I mean, next thing he'll say is that the New York Times is also the news that fits a print. That doesn't mean anything. So therefore, either he says atemidei and he's mechayev or not. It's not. Now, obviously, the whole reason we brought the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, was because our Mishnah seems to be a case in which a person is being mechayev himself, and on what basis? I mean, certainly there's no shibud on him to take care of his new wife's previous children. And it says over here, if he's posek with her to take care of her for 5 years, no matter what, he's going to have to take care of her for 5 years. Now, I mean, I would assume, my life, I got, I mean, if it's talking about that he made a standard star with Adam, I need a Mishnah to tell me you have to keep a standard star. I mean, obviously. What's the point of the Mishnah? The whole point of the Mishnah has got to be that it's possible for a person to be Mechayev himself, even in this fashion. I am going to take care of your child for 5 years here. No witnesses, everything's beseder. It's as if it's a real star. How can you be Kainer? Because even a shtar like this says Taisvis, maybe it says she's government of Chasim Mishubadim. Chasim Mishubadim generally is because there's a cold, so we have protection for buyers. So Taisvis, even a shtar like this, it makes an impact, and there's people talk about it, and it's enough to provide title protection, the fact that everybody knows of it. So my love, Kihar Gavnas, undoubtedly we're talking about this case, and that's the Chiddush. No, it says Gemara, actually the Chiddush is Bishtar Sikta. It's talking about the Tnoim kind of shtarot, where the Chosin and Kala is sitting there, and the parents are discussing, how much do you give, kach for kach, how much do you give, kach for kach. So say over there, if in that context the chassan commits himself to taking care of his wife's child, that's also because, again, of the special standing of the moment in which a person is going to be makadish, a woman, and is discussing the tnayim, we recognize that's a very serious moment where people actually mean what they say for a change, and despite the fact that we don't have any kinyanim and so on, as we see later, and that is binding. And that's the Chiddush. But the Chiddush is not that he wrote a shtar of this type and that this type of shtar would be binding in cases of hodah. And therefore, it may be irrelevant to the Machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Now, it's talking about Rav Gittel's approach to shtar psikta. The Om Rav Gittel Amarav, as we've had many times, if after such a discussion, im duve kichu, then they are kona without having gone through any formal kinyonim. I mean, obviously they broke a plate over each other's head, probably. But hein hadvarim haniknin ba'amira. I mean, ad hayom we take that so seriously. There's no formal meaning to any of it. But nonetheless, people sense that this is a very meaningful moment. We really mean what we're saying. That's okay. So that's what it's talking about. But therefore, it doesn't shed any light on the question of a hitchayvut bichtav yad, where you didn't say atemida. Toshma, katav le kohen, shani chayav lecha chamesh slaim. Guy writes to a kohen, and he's supposed to be in Poda, his son, and he writes an IOU, I owe you 5 shekel. So the din is over there, chayav le ten lo chamesh slaim, ubno eno padui. That's not considered to be a pidyon aben, but it is a chiyuv that he owes him the 5 shekel. Now, I mean, lechora, again, over there, the case has got to be, I mean, if it's a real shtar, I mean, I don't need to tell you you're chayav chamesh shloim. Obviously, you can write a shtar, break a edim, and you're chayav chamesh shloim. must be this kind of case. I mean, there's no Starksikta. I mean, what could it possibly mean? It can't be a real star. It can't be a Starksikta. It's the only possibility. That it's a type of semi-star in which the person can be Mechayev himself, apparently, as Rabbi Yochanan said, because Alima Milta Vishtar is something written in black and white, has got a certain hashivas to it. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the, that's a special case. Shiny Hatam over there, we're talking about Pinyin HaBen. We're talking about Pinyin HaBen. The man has a fee of Minyaraita, I mean, to pay for the Pinyin HaBen, right? So he's Meshuvah like Minyaraita, so that's different. What do you mean? So then why is he writing it? Amai Katav. If you're talking about the Ozer, the Pinyin HaBen, you know, he's Katav Kedei Levarer Lo Kohen. He wants there to be a commitment. You're going to be the Kohen that I am going to pay for the Pinyin HaBen. So then, even though, he obviously has to pay him, but even though he pays him, it says, B'no Eino Padui. Why not? Yochi B'no Amai Eino Padui. If you're telling me the entire basis of the arrangement is the Shibud for the Pinyin HaBen, and he's committing himself in his Kohen for the Pinyin HaBen. So when he pays up his five Slaim, it still says, B'no Eino Padui. I mean, how much better can you get than that? Seems like the ultimate Pinyin HaBen. Why would there be no Pinyin HaBen? No, it's a special din over here. Of course he's really Midiraita, he's Padui. But we have a halacha like Ula says. The Omer Ula Dvar Torah Padui L'Kishiyitein. Of course, the moment that the money gets to the Kohen, the Ben would be Padui Midiraita. However, the Chachomim were gozer that it's not a kosher Pinyin HaBen. My time on Ruben, no, I know Padui. Because Gzera Shema Yom Ru'u Podim B'Shtarot. People might say, ah, so you can write a little IOU to the coin. That's a good enough Pinyin HaBen. Sucker. So they'll write it out, and there never will be anything given to the coin, and they'll think it's a kosher Pinyin HaBen, and it's not a kosher Pinyin HaBen. Therefore, even in cases where the guy paid, but he had paid an arrangement where he gives him a check or an IOU, they said, no, not a good Pinyin HaBen. We want to see a Pinyin HaBen done properly with the cash being given to the coins, and people don't make that mistake. Omar Rava, the truth is the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as to whether we say Alima Milta the story or not, but the very fact that something is written gives it a chashivut as if he said Atemei Dai, seems to be a machloket tana'im. Because where you have a case of an arev hayotzei achar chitum shtarot, you have over here a shtar, which somebody's mechayev, a certain amount of money, and it's properly signed with witnesses, everything is fine. Then at the bottom of the shtar it says, Vani arev. Now obviously that guy who wrote Vani arev had written it in after the edim had already signed. It's underneath the chatima of the edim. So the Edom are not signing on his Arvut. So over there, it says in the Braita that nonetheless, it's a Chiyuv, but it's not a Chiyuv in a Shtar because there's no witnesses on it. So it becomes the equivalent of a Chiyuv Baal Peh, and he can collect, if this guy defaults, the lender can collect from the guarantor as long as the guarantor has an Echasim that haven't been sold. So it's like a Mil Baal Peh. Maaseh Balifei Rabbi Yishmael, and he said indeed, Goveh Minechasim Ben Echorim. So Ben Anas said to him, Amarlo Ben Anas, nonsense. Eno Goveh Lo Minechasim Ben Echorim, Lo Minechasim Ben Shobadim. What are you talking about? There's no Yichayvut over here at all. Amarlo Lama, so Rabbi Yishmael says, why not? Amarlo, I'll explain to you why not. Suppose you walk by, and somebody's choking another guy in the field, in the marketplace. And he's saying, where is my money? I'll pay it tomorrow. No, where is my money? I'll pay it tomorrow. No, today. So you see him being choked. And you say, leave him alone. I'll pay you up. So what are you going to say over there? That you're chayev? Why would you be chayev? The chayev on an arev is where a loan is made based on your guarantee. But a guy who, I mean, you see a mafia guy who's trying to choke somebody, you say, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it, assuming you've got a good gun yourself. I mean, so why would, what kind of hitchayvut is that? The same thing over here. The Edim are already signed. The shtar is already kosher. The milva has already been made. You want to come along and make people happy, you say, and I am a guarantor. Thank you very much. So if you would write that chiyuv with Edim and so on, okay, you could say, you could be mocking a chiyuv, but it's time to write in handwriting, I guarantee it. What kind of chiyuv is that? Therefore, the reason that you're potter is why, but he made the hava based on believing the guarantor. All he did was he stopped choking the guy for an hour based on the guarantor. I mean, what does that bring? The same thing over here. The loan was made. The guy wants to write in on ERA very nice. So therefore, you can say that the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokas, is basically the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Ben Anas. So Lema Rabbi Yochanan is going to say now like Rabbi Yishmael Rish Lakish going like Ben Anas, which is a very strange thing to find a machlokas Amoraim. That's an exact replication of a machlokas Tanoim over here. Says the Gemara, no, of course not. Alipet Ben Anas kuli amalo pligi. If we're going like Ben Anas, so absolutely, I mean, that's true. Rabbi Yochanan would never, well, Rabbi Yochanan is Moda. According to Ben Anas, you're definitely Potter. I mean, because, I mean, it's a Kavah Homer. An Orev, at least we darshan, is a Mokar in the Torah. It's actually a Mokar in the Torah from last week's Parsha. Anochi Arveno, Miyadit Vachshenu. So you see over there that you can be Ma'arev yourself and guarantee something to somebody else, just like Yehuda guarantees to Yaakov Avinu. It's an Arvut. And that is a kosher king. In a case where there's no Mokar in the Torah at all, there's such a Yitchayvut. Like Rabbi Yochanan's case. Tom, you're right. I'm Mekayef to the guy. Or I'm going to give you 5 years. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan would certainly say that according to Ben Anas, there's nothing to discuss. Reish Lakish, however, says, look, I'm saying, I mean, I'll leave it to Ben Anas, because I'm a little pliggy. Pliggy to Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, look, I mean, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says what he says. And I'm saying the same thing would be in the case over here. You could be Mekayef yourself because it's in Ishtar. Says Reish Lakish, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yishmael? I'm telling you, I'll leave it, Rabbi Yishmael, you're wrong. Because Atkan lo kam Rabbi Yishmael hatamalo de shayach leili shibudi de oraita. The reason that Rabbi Yishmael held that you can collect over there from the guarantor, as long as he has the chasim b'nei chorin, is because the pasuk says that it is possible to make yourself a guarantor, just like you heard it. So you make yourself a guarantor. So at least there's a makor in the Torah. Avalacha lo shayach shibudi de oraita. Over here, what kind of shibud could there be? A guy decides, I'm going to give you. I am loyda. There's no shtar. There's no aiden. So the fact that it's written means something. Therefore, I say even Alima to Rabbi Yishmael, we wouldn't say Alima mil to the shtar. Yeah, yeah, that's true. They were smart people. Yeah, sure we do. Why not? The fact that the Torah writes it up. Okay. The Gemara learns it out from there. When we get there, we'll talk about it. We should live and be well. I love you. It's a good question, but let's wait till we get there. Gufa, on Rav Gidl Amarav. Let's go back to Shtari Psikta. Rav Gidl Amarav said, Says Rava Mistav Ramil to the Rav. Where did Rav, Rav Gidl was quoting Rav, where did Rav say that these things are Niknim Ba'amira? This makes sense. Bibito Na'ara. A guy is the one who's going to be collecting the Kedushin. He's Makava Kedushin for his daughter. So over there, since he's happy, I mean, it's all coming to him anyway. The Kamati Hana'ali Yadei is okay. He feels himself very much a part of this wedding. But if it's a Bogaret, the Lovati Hana'ali Yadei, Lo. That's what it would seem to be, but I swear to God, Elohim, Omar Rav Afilo Bogeret, it's not true. Obviously, Rav was talking about even in a case where he does not get Hana'a, because, look, Ilote Ma'afi, how are you going to explain the father of the Chosin? What Hana'a does the father of the Chosin get? He's not getting any money. Nonetheless, it says over here, ba'mira. So it's got to be Ela, Da'yana, Adikamit Chatne'a, Adari, Gamri Makni La'adari. It's simply the joy of the fact that they're finally getting rid of their kid and they're marrying each other, that you feel already committed. It's not because you're getting monetary from it. So therefore, just like that's true of the father of the chosin, it's true of the father of the bride. Over the Ravina the Ravasha, I got a question for you. This idea of you're being able to be mitchayev yourself when it comes to shiduchim, shtari psikta, I mean, are these things dvarna lolo? Nitnuli katev or lo nitnuli katev? I mean, you didn't make a kinyan over here. We're telling you, nonetheless, it's considered to be a real kinyan. Is this something that you could actually write up in a shtar and then go and be teref lekuchos? Or is this just, it's a type of thing in which it's konu, but that's as far as you can go. You can't write it up now without a kinyan and say, this is what was said and everybody knows it and therefore I should be able to be teref, thank you very much, from lekuchos. Yes, exactly. This is a tanoim. But this is a tanoim where they didn't make a kinyan. There's no kanina. And there was no, it wasn't like a normal sense where that's the whole point of writing up a shtar. So that's the way Rashi learns. Do we say that it's shayach to be kotev? Or the Rabbanan didn't give you rishus to be kotev, something without a kinyan, that you should be able to be teref milekuchos. Others learn that the question over here that he's asking is, Do I, as a bystander, have a right to write this thing up and say, look, this is what we witnessed, and we sign it, and so on, and that's a shtar? Or it just remains between them, and it's a kinyan in terms of B'nai Chori. Others learn that the question is this only binding if it is written up? Ninu likatev? Is that what it means? That they were saying, and it's as if there was a kinyan, therefore, when you write it up, then it becomes binding? Or even a kinyan without Ninu likatev? There's three basic reasons. So again, according to Rashi, the question is, does one have a right to write this up and then use it to be Torah from the Kuchetz? So Rav Ashi said to him, it's an understanding between them. You're not Torah with it. So we ask now, again, based on our Mishnah, Hapikhina yukotvim amanat shazunet bitei chamesh shanim kol zman sha'at imi. So the Pikhina, the only reason we're bringing this in is because of the fascinating usage of the word ketiva. Until now, we don't know. It says a person is mitchayev, but here it says he wrote it down. And here it says he writes it down. If he's smart, he'll add in only so long as we're married. But anyway, it does say write it down. So my kotvim. So says the Gemara, maybe the word kotvim doesn't mean kotvim. Kotvim means omrim. But maybe in Achinami you're not allowed to write it down, or you don't need to write it down. Wait, kari leila mira ktiva. Since when do we say the word kotvim when we mean omrim? What do you mean? We just had it earlier in the Masechta. And remember, in the Braita, Rabbi Chiya clarified that it doesn't mean you need to write it. It's how merely ishto. Even though over there the Gemara said, why is it binding? But over there the Gemara says, even it shouldn't be binding, even in a shtar. It shouldn't be binding. But we came out and it's talking about Amir Levat. So don't bring me a riot. And obviously, this makes no sense. Because if it wasn't the Ketiva, the rest of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The rest of the Mishnah distinguishes between the brat's ability to take money away from the kuchos and his own children's ability to only collect for B'nai Chori. If it wasn't written, you can't be talking about the kuchos. Right now, the Gemara is not going to ask that question. Well, of course, we'll get back to it, that it's clear it's got to be B'ketiva, not B'amira. But right now, first, we want to go off a little bit on a tangent, whether it could mean Amira, or whether there's any other Rai, and then we'll go back. Toshma, says the Gemara. Okay, so I'll bring you another Rai. Rav Ashi claims that they're not nitanim likatev. How about this? Ein kotvim shtarei erosin v'nisuin elamidat shnehem. Now, I assume what this means is that if you're writing up a tnoim, or you're writing up a ketuva, so over there, you're writing it up, you need to have both parties agreeing to write up the shtar, and you can't just, as a bystander, write up the shtar that they agreed, kach v'kach. You have to ask them, is it okay if I write this up? But apparently, midat shnehem kotvim. If they make an agreement, so then you would be able to write up a shtar, and that would mean you could be terif from the shubadim and so on. I mean, I assume that what it's referring to over here is shtar psikta. No. It's referring to literally shtar yerusin. Hareyat mikudeshet li with the shtar. And the question over here is whether you need to have the da'at of the woman who is being mikudeshet at the time that you're writing the shtar, or only when you're makabel the shtar. So where you're being makadish bekesev over there, obviously, all you need is her dot at the time that you accept the money. She accepts the money. That's the kiddush. The problem is that when you're using a shtar, the basis now of that inyan of shtar is the comparison of gittin and kiddushin. V'yatza v'hayata. When you write a get to a woman, it has to be lishma. But it does not require her dot, because of, she could say, I don't want a get. And nonetheless, we'll write a get, because a get can be done ba'al korcha. The shayla over there is, however, it can be done ba'al korcha because the one who's doing the pu'ula of the hakna, who's being makne, he is. She is just, basically now, she's relinquishing her, his shibud on her, and now she's back in her own rishus. But she doesn't have to be kain anything. Mashen came over here, who is the makna? She's being makna herself with the shtar. So if we really compare it to a get, then indeed we would need her dot. Not only her lishma, a get also has to be written lishma, both for the man and the woman. But we would need both lishma and data. Now that's a machloket. What the din is? Do we learn out only the lishma element? But just like a get could be written ba'al korcha, so too of here, obviously she doesn't accept the kedushin ba'al korcha, but it could be written ba'al korcha. Or do we say it has to be written with the dot and the makna, and she can't ex post facto say, okay, I'll accept your shtar. So So that's a machlokas. If over here it says that literally shtarei erusin ni dachneim, then it's clearly going like Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia, which there's a machlokas diitma. Katvulishma velomi data. Let's say that the sofer writes up areiat mekudeshet li for a guy, very pretty, it's beautiful shtar. We don't. It's even nicer than a ketuvah. Can you imagine having the areiat mekudeshet li on the wall? That's high quality. So, but they write it up without her dat. He's going to surprise her. Oh, so Rabbi Ravina says, okay, that's fine. As long as written lishma, it's okay. Mekudeshet. But Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia say, you're scaring me with that gemara half closed. I get this feeling you're running out. It's like a mice of Rav Preda. Yeah. 400 times, he couldn't concentrate. He was saying, he's leaving. Are you leaving?
No.
So Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia say, no, you're not Mekudeshet because you need data, and therefore, when it's a shtari erisin, require the data makna, it's going a little bit of Papa and Rav Sharvia. It has nothing to do with our issue about whether you can write up Devorim and Nifanim Likateva, you're allowed to write up a psikta. Toshma. Let's look again in our Mishnah and note that it's got to be talking about that it was a shtar. Because it says, Metu, if the sucker husbands die, then their own daughter is only going to be able to get a parnasa minichasim b'nei chorin. But this woman's daughter from her previous marriage, she's going to end up collecting even from minichasim mishu'ubadim. V'inizon minichasim mishu'ubadim. Mipnei shehi kebalat chov. So what are you telling me? It's talking about Bamira. That's ridiculous. It had to be that it was written up in Ashtar, else you'd never be able to be tarfing in the Kuchot. So let's please cancel that whole first discussion. So now what's the explanation? Apparently, you can be mitchayev Bamira. I mean, not Bamira, but Bishtar without any kind of Atemei Dai or without any kind of Kinyan. Otherwise, what's the Kiddush?
Otherwise, we wouldn't be calling her a Balchov.
We wouldn't be able to be tarfing in the Kuchot. Says the Gemara, well, how come I ask Kinyan Bishikonu Miyada? We're talking about over here that you did make a Kinyan. If he did make a Kinyan, so then his own daughter should also be able to be Tarek Vilakukos. It should be able. No. He only made a Kinyan for her, not for his own daughter. Well, come on, what are you talking about? My Pascha. The Mishnah is arbitrarily discussing two different cases, and it's using the arbitrary distinction to tell me this brilliant halacha. That in a case where everything is set up to be this halacha, that's the halacha, but that's not very smart. I mean, obviously, he's got to be talking about a similar case. And nonetheless, you're telling me it's a difference between his own children with her and her child with somebody else. I mean, that's the whole irony of the situation. Obviously, if you want to go around and create an ironic situation, there's nothing ironic about it. You're just stupid. So what would be the point of the Mishnah? No, says the Gemara, it's not Pascha. Please, it's a brilliant Chiddush, because the point is this. The daughter from the previous marriage is born at the time that he's writing out this field. So therefore the Kinyan helps because there's a recipient that is extant. But his own daughters that may be born from this woman, he can't make a Kinyan at something that doesn't exist. So that's the point of the Mishnah. It wouldn't help him to make a Kinyan. Why are we talking about daughters that weren't born? You're trying to tell me there's some fundamental difference between her daughter from a previous marriage and his own daughters with her. Well, it has to be necessarily that this is the first time that they're married. I mean, what if they had these daughters from before? Remember, this woman's got a real racket. No, so she's coming around now the second time. I mean, she could be coming around now. And maybe, I mean, the Mishnah's trying to show something ironic, so it wants to show it in the same open. So let's say they had these daughters. He's mitchayev to pay for her daughter from another marriage. And his own daughters, for some reason, he's trying to make the same kinyan. I'm going to assume. So kigon to gir sheva hadra. And nonetheless, the Mishnah is saying that there's a difference between them. So you can't tell me the difference is that he made a kinyan for one to make a kinyan for the other. Why not? Pshat is like this. Ihi de leta b'tznai beitin mahani la kinyan. You see, the daughter from another marriage, she's not provided for from the Rabbanan, right? So therefore, there's no Tanai Beitin that covers her. So over there, it helps to make a Kinyan that he's mitchayev personally. Masha Inkin, his own daughters with her, who are covered anyway with the Tanai Beitin in the Ketuvah, in which he says that I am going to be taking care of our joint children until such time as they find men. So over there, lo mahani lo Kinyan, the Kinyan won't help. What is that supposed to be? A Kinyan won't help. What, migra garib, because Rabbanan are trying to protect her, these kids, so therefore it's worse? You can't be mechayev yourself with a Kenyan. Since there's a time, does that make sense? That you shouldn't be able to be mechayev yourself with a Kenyan? Oh, sorry, let me restate that. Benotav, since benotav, hainu taima, kivan de itnu b'tznai beit din, indeed we don't allow you to be tofes, because from the kufas, because emer tsrari at vesinu, his own daughter, you see, he cares about. So since he cares about her, he may indeed, and we have to be chayshish this, that he is going to protect her in other ways. So he knows about the brat. So what he does is, before he dies, he gives a secret bank account to his own daughter and says, listen, you know, you just go ahead and collect from this. But because of that chashash, we also assume that the Tanai Bezdin is sufficient protection. We don't allow collection with a shtar, even where he was Kana Miyoda. Okay, then we said the first guy cannot say, well, listen, if they come live in my house, I take care of her. I mean, I didn't promise to take care of her when she goes off with her mom to live in Hawaii, and I should be sending checks to Hawaii. But note the way that it says over there. He sends the money to where the mother is. I said, where the mother is? What does that have to do with where the mother is? Maybe she's not living with the mother. Maybe she's living now with her father, the ex-husband of this one, the ex-ex-husband, two husbands ago with the racketeers. Right? So maybe she went back to live with her brothers. Why does the Mishnah say specifically the mother? It's a sort of weird thing to say. Amar Rav Chisda, this Mishnah is teaching us laws of child custody. So to merit, bat etzel ima. This proves that in a question of custody, the mother would have custody. Mimai de bigdolas, you know, wait. Why are you saying this? That a place of a daughter is with the mother. I mean, maybe it's talking about dafka ketana. And it has nothing to do with general rules of child custody. It has to do with our not trusting the brothers. Because, I mean, you think it's only in China that they get rid of the girls? I mean, basically, any brother who suddenly discovers this new child in the family, even if she's a female, she's going to still get her 10% of the estate that's supposed to come out of his father's estate, which is now his Yerusha. Would certainly be very convenient for her to suffer a crib death of some kind.
Yeah, so, if there's very little money, you can see the whole thing, and he has to
that's right. He can really be in trouble, right? That's a very good point from nothing. So maybe the point over here is not because of custody, but because we don't trust the brothers. Because it was actually such a story, and we learned a bitter lesson from it. Because the Tanya, Misha mate, somebody dies leaving a son, a young son, Ben Katan Le'imo. So the family, the boys say, take away our dear brother. Our brother should be living here in the home with us. The rest of us live here. What is the mother is going away. He's part of our life. We want him here. Yega, so the Yoshea Haver is saying, Yega Dalet Slenu. The mother is saying, no, I want my son to live with me. The din is minichinoto etzel imo, vein minichinoto etzel ro'u liyorsho. We do not put him into the hands of someone who, if he conveniently dies, they end up in yorish. And since over here, this case is for sure, over here is an actual additional brother. That was the oldest problem on earth, additional brothers, right? So the best thing to do would be to get rid of the additional brothers. And ma'aseh shaya, there was in fact a ma'aseh in which v'shachtuhu, they actually went ahead and shechted this guy. Now, apparently the gears originally was Erev HaRishon. The first night that this boy moved in, he was found shechted the next morning. So that there was not another heir to worry about. He had already been inherited by his brothers. But the gears was changed to Ayin Reshe, Erev HaRishon. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Just to make it really vicious. You know, here it is, Erev Russia, and they shut up. It's probably not what it said. Although there is a Girsa that's brought Erev HaPesach. Yeah. And there the Chiddush is that even though it meant they became Tamei Neis and they couldn't bring their Korban Pesach, it was still worth it. They were afraid the court made Paskin to give it to the mother. Now they're going to get rid of him. So therefore, the case is terrible. Yeah. So the case over here with a girl would do the same thing. They would want to save themselves Eastern Nechassim. So as they go, listen, nowadays, I mean, this would be typical news from our Akiva. I mean, why not? That's the kind of things you hear all the time. I'm saying those
in America.
What? I'm saying even among Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. Yeah. So anyway, It says the Gemara, that's all very nice, but if that's what it was talking about, what does the Mishnah have to go out of its way? What, you're talking about Dafka in a case where it's a Ketana. In King, the Mishnah is not teaching you anything. Let it just say, wherever she is, that would mean the Gedola, wherever she is. I mean, maybe she's living with the brothers, the Ketana, where she's with the mother. But what do you have to stress? Why talk about the mother, B'chlal? That he's supposed to send the checks to the mother's house. Shmad Minasa, from here, did you see that Bat Eitzelahim, Loshna Gedola, Loshna Ketana, that the norm is that the child does not move, stay in the father's estate, but rather moves out with her mother. Yeah, and if Hinani or Gadol, of course, he would stay with his brothers. He could protect himself. In this in the Dover South, exactly. No brother should be allowed to live together ever. I mean, they'll poison each other. And we're talking about the newcomer over here. Before he gets a chance to start thinking about Yerushas, we ought to make sure he doesn't get that far. הנושאת האישה ופסקה אימו, כדי שיזין את פיתה חמש שנים, חייב לזונה חמש שנים, נישאת לאחר ופסקה אימו, כדי שיזין את פיתה חמש שנים, חייב לזונה חמש שנים. לא יאמר ראשון כשתרווה אצלי הזונה, אלא מוליך למזונות אל המקום שאימה. וכן לא יאמרו שניהם, הרי אנו זנים אותה ביחד, אלא אחד זנה ואחד נותן לה דמי מזונות. נישאת, הבעל נותן לה מזונות, והן נותנים לה דמי מזונות. מתו, בנותיהם, their own, המזונות מלכסים only בני חורים. Mashen can she comes along with the zonah b'chas b'shubadim, mebnei sheike ba'alat chol, hapikhin therefore are you kotvim. Al medat shazunet pitech hamesh shanim kol zman sh'atimi. Itmar, omer lecha v'ero chayav, ani lecha mone, Rabbi Yochanan omer chayav, v'shol v'shomer patur. Tei chidon, idi omer lo atamidai, my time ne'er shalok ishtiko patur. Idi lo omer lem atamidai, my time Rabbi Yochanan omer chayav. Leolam, do lo omer lo atamidai, v'och ma eskinan, but he did this in writing. To Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, because Alima Milta Tishtara command Yom Lo Atemi Daidoni. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar Potter Lo Alima Milta Tishtara Tonight. Anoseta Yishar Paskam Elazunet Pita Chameshanim Chayav Zuna Chameshanim. It's certainly not telling me that a person has to keep contractual obligations. So my love, the Chiddush must be that it was done Ki Ay Gavna. Lo, the Chiddush is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rav and Tishtari Psikta. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rav, Yom Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rav, Kama Tanotel Mincha, Kach V'Kach. כמה אתה נותן לביתך? כך וכך. עומדו וגישו כנו, והנה הן הדברים הנקנים באמירה אלון. תשמע, כתב לכהן שאני חייב לך חמש סלעים. חייב לתן לו חמש סלעים, בבנו אינו פדוי? No, it's talking about it. משובת להם מדיוראיתה. יוחי, עמי כתב? That's just כדי לברר לו כהן. So then יוחי בנו עמי אינו פדוי? It's a perfectly good opinion of him when he gets the money. כדי אולן. די אומר אולן, of course, דבר תורה פדוי. But when he gives the money, at least. My time amru benoino podui zira shema yomru podin bishtarot. Omar Rava Ketanoi. Arei bayotze achar kitum shtarot. Govem erechasim elechori. Maaseh ba lefnei Rabbi Yishmael v'yamar govem erechasim elechori from the guarantor. Said benanes noe. Eno govem. Lo menechasim elechori v'lo menechasim mishuvadim. Lama? Omar lo arishaya chonek et chavero b'shur. Umatzor chavero. V'amar lo hanach lo v'ani etin lecha. Obviously, you would agree that he's patur. Shelo ala munato yolbo. Same thing over here. It's after the chitum ashtar. Shelo ala munato. Leimer Rabbi Yochan, the Amik Rabbi Shmuel. Amr Shlokish Amik Ben Nanas. No, certainly not. A libet Ben Nanas could be Amik Pliga, that it's not a chia. Keep Pliga, a libet Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochan, it says, look, I'm just telling you what Rabbi Shmuel holds. No? Rabbi Shlokish says, no, no. Even Rabbi Shmuel, I can't look at Rabbi Shmuel Hatam. Because you're talking about a guarantor is sheikh lo the shibud of the oraita. Mashenkin over here with stam words in the air. Achalor sheikh lo shibud of the oraita. Guf amrav gilom rav kamatam levin chakach vakach kamatam notin levin chakach vakach amdu vekichukonu einen advar meniklim ba mira. Omar rav and mistar and yodh the rav bebito nara. The karmati hana al yadei. Mashenkin and bogeret. What does he care lo mati hana al yadei lo? But the truth is, Elohim, Omar rav afilu bogeret. Dilote maachi. What are you going to say about the aviyah ben mayana at al yadei? Ella, you're forced to say, that's true both sides. Omele Ravina Ravashi. Dvorim alolu nitna likatev o lo nitnu likatev. Omele lo nitnu likatev. Eitvei, what about the Mishnah? It says, apikhina yu kotvim anad shazun epitech haveh shanim. Kol zman shati mi. Apparently it's collectible. No, no, kotvim means omrim. What, korele la mira ktiva? Sure, why not? That's not. Akotev lishto dinu dvor meni bin exayer. And you see in the bright, the Rebbe here reports it on her kia omer lishto. Tashma, ein kotvim shtari erisim v'nisrin, ela midat shneihem. Assuming these are shtari erisim v'nisrin, then you see midat shneihem, you can be kotet. I assume that means shtari psikta. Lo, I mean shtari erisim mamish. Why do you need that shneihem? Because of Papa Rav Sharmia. Deidmar katvu lishma, but shalom midata. So indeed, Rabbi Ravina says, mikudesh, you don't need data, but Rav Papa Rav Sharmia says, since she's the data makna, so you need her data at the time of the ketivan, in a mikudeshet. Tashma. Meitu, benotehem nizonim minachasim minachorim, vihi nizonim minachasim mishubadim, and they should give alat chov. So obviously it was a star. Achmar eskinim bishikonu miyado. Nu, so that's the case, banod nami bishikonu. No, bishikonu lezu, velokonu lezu. Well, my pascha. No, it's not pascha. Idi davoi bishata kinyan. You can make a kinyan. Mahanila kinyan. But the banod, they weren't even born yet. Tolohavi bishat kinyan, no mahanila kinyan. Well, who says they're not born? Milos kinyan. Even in a case davoi bishat kinyan. For instance, Echidami could go to the Girsh of Ahadra. What's wrong? Ela ihi the let of its night betin mahanila kinyan. Banot the itum betinai betin lo mahanila kinyan. What? Nigra gari? Restate that. Benotav, anotav, kiva the itum betinai betin. Emer tzrori atvesinu. Lo yomar harishon, amr chista. By the way, since it says molich le'ima, makom she'ima, zotomer bat etzel ima. Well, who says the bigdola askinan? Maybe the whole thing over here is that we're worried about her life. Dima biktana askinan mishum ma'ase sha'aya. The tanya mishum made miniach ben katan li'imo. Yoshea av omrim ye gadel etzelinu. V'imo omert ye bani et gadel etzeli. Menichinato etzelimo. Ve'in menichinato etzero uili yosho. And indeed, ma'ase haya. V'shachtu erev arisho. In ten litimo makom shehi. What's her mother have to do with anything? Ma'ilo makom she'ima. Shamat mina bat etzela en, lo shna gdola, ve lo shna kitana.